Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And now the stats have changed so much. People say, well, the abortions are down. No, it actually, it's the they have a pill now that people take that the it aborts
morning
the
after.
Child the morning after, that aborts the child, so they don't go in and actually have to abort. For example, 7,000 teenagers will take 7,000 teenagers will get pregnant this year, for example, and over half of them will abort that child. I'm talking about 14, 15 year old, something of that nature. And so they're actually they're issuing now the morning after pill to 14-year-old children in school.
Yeah.
And the thing is, at what point are we going to be willing to say, you know what? You know, I'll get a job and I'll raise my kids and I will have less so that I can feed my family, and I'll stay married, not because it makes me feel good, because it'd be the best thing for my family and my kids. And I'll begin to live my life for God and others and not for myself. And and I will begin to do that. And understand this, that is such a true statement, saying that a democracy lasts up until the point that people realize that they can vote themselves wealth from the nation's treasury. And that's what you're seeing right now when you talk about, you know, the government taking care of everything. Well, that's actually taxes paid in from the people. And they're saying, I can actually take people's things by voting a certain way and getting a certain people in there. And you can't turn that back outside of God.
Right.
I mean, you can't come up with a good idea and say, hey, listen, we need to, you know, people's, you know, the natural tendency of flesh and the sinful nature is just more. And, and, but God's people, you know, that we are supposed to, you know, deny ourselves, pick up a cross and follow the Lord and lay down our life for our brothers and family. We'll begin again when the church starts being family.
Right.
You know, and once I get this word verified again, you know, verified that I was talking about in the first hour, you know, I'm just, the church is supposed to be the example of family. How are people going to know? How, you know, if you don't talk English to your children or whatever language you speak, your children will never speak the any language, because you're going to be the one that teaches them how to talk. And then you can't imprison your children, because there's a law now, because you don't speak our language, because they don't speak it. They do this. But the whole thing is, not the language aspect of it, but because you didn't teach me how to be family, now I go to jail for not being family, but you never taught me how to be family. That, you know, at some point, somebody has to be an example and say, this is family.
Right.
You know, and we have a Father God, Elder Brother Jesus Christ, and we're brothers and sisters in the Lord, mothers and fathers in the Lord, and we don't learn how to be family by looking at each other's dysfunctional relationships. We go and look at what God is doing in the family of God and begin to say, you know what, that's a brother in the Lord, that's a father in the Lord, that's a mother in the Lord. And though we have biological blood families, you know, that we have to turn to God's family to understand how our blood family needs to be. And then our blood family may never be that way, but we ourselves can relate and connect to a part of God's family and be a part of a healthy family. Listen, we've got to turn our hearts back to the spiritual children and the spiritual children to the spiritual fathers. We've got to capture family again.
Yeah.
The fabric of our society is being destroyed, and it's been systematic. You know, we talked about the Communist Manifesto that was spoken of, and one of their strategies and plans has succeeded, which was to break down and destroy what a family looks like. And here we are at this present point, and it's like, but you know what? The church has no excuse to blame anything on the world.
Right.
And God tells us what marriage is supposed to look like. He tells us what family is supposed to look like. He tells us, you know, what finance and business is supposed to look like. And he says, when you do this, I'll take care of you. And it's like, you know, how long do we have to go? How much do we have to suffer? And are we really going to blow this thing?
Well, like you said, how desperate, you know, until we get desperate, until you get desperate. I've seen so many people that have forsaken their own walk with God by just what biological family. And it's like, dude, they're not even honoring God. They're not even living for God. You know what I'm saying? They're not even honoring God's word. And how are you being manipulated, controlled, and swung in all these different directions? You know, our allegiance is to Jesus and Jesus alone. Yeah. God's word is going to tell us how we need to live. And you know what? Even Jesus said, you know, who's my mother? Who's my father? Those that do the will of the Father.
And he left Mary and his brother outside when he was
outside
in the house.
Outside the door.
Yeah. And so, and he says, you know, if you love your biological family more than you love God, and he's not, you know, if you don't understand what love is to God, love to God is not going, I love you, God. I love you, God. Love to God is not singing God a song. Mm-hmm. Love to God is obedience. Yeah. And you know this because if you're a parent and your child willingly obeys you, your heart just melts.
Mm-hmm.
And when they walk in disobedience to you, then your heart breaks. So you know you're made in the image and likeness of God. So the truth is, you know, quit telling God you love him and start showing him by walking in obedience, and you're going to find something different. But understand this, when he says, you know, if you love your mother or father or brother or sister more than me, and what he's saying is if you obey them over me, if your biological relative says right and God says left, now you're caught between a love tug. You know, which way are you going to go? Are you going to, this is your measurement. Are you going to love God? Are you going to love your wife? Are you going to love your husband? Are you going to love your daughter or your son or your mother or your father who said right when God said left? So it boils down to that,
right?
You know, and there was a day, and there's a day now in the world, and the chance we may see it really good soon. The second you become a believer, you know, a follower of Jesus Christ, you're an outcast, which probably could be the best thing that could happen to the church.
Yeah,
right. They're no longer confused anymore. Well, I guess since they threw me in the street, I'm not, you know, and then the church would start being, you know, the church. But our loyalty has to be to God. And understand this, if we love our family, then we would witness to them. We don't witness to them because, hey, we got to witness to people. Because you love them and you want them to follow God, because you know if they back you in a corner and they tell you, you know, either follow me, I don't care what God tells you to do, then you're going to have to not tell them, listen, you shouldn't have put me in that place because I got to follow God. And we got to get to that point. We got to get to that point again. And the whole thing, if we train our children and our family in the way that we should go, then no matter the people's direction and decisions, that everybody understands. Everybody understands that everybody's making their own choices and people's choices are being honored and we're moving on. But they also know that you're going to serve God. You know, and that gives them an idea, some sort of grid in their life, that if, in fact, they come to a place of repentance, they know where to find you. You'll be at the cross. You know, you'll be walking in the grace of God and doing your best to love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength.
Yeah, actually, even yesterday, that you're speaking of this reminds me that during worship time, God showed me, I basically had a vision. It was during a particular song called My Soul Longs for You.
Oh, wow.
And what I saw was that, like, an army that was marching, but they were marching to this, like, muddy field, and there's like, and what that meant to me was that the world was, you know, all the world's coming in, everything's coming in to attack you. But the only way that they could keep going was that they were crying out to God, my soul longs for you.
Awesome.
You know, and your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions.
Yeah.
Your whole being, everything inside of you is crying out for God.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to be able to keep going and moving on, is that we're crying out for God. We become desperate for him, so desperate for him that nothing, that nothing stops us.
Yeah,
and it was just such a powerful moment, you know.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. And the thing is, it's not like this is how our survival plan. It's what you're designed for.
That's
when
it.
You cry out to God, it's like crying out. It's like a bride crying out for the bridegroom. You want the bride wants the bridegroom to come. You want to spend time together. It's not like something. It's like religious something. And it literally is getting miry and muddy, and it's like walking against a current in a river. I don't know if you've ever tried to walk against a current in a river. But, you know, that God can part these situations if we're marching and walking in that mindset. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can. It's not. It's just God's people. You win. Yeah, you win. Read the end. You win. But are we going to be faithful in our season, in our generation? And first of all, we win if you're in. And if you've been, if you've been listening to an American gospel, and America's at this point, that's a huge clue to check yourself to see if you're in the faith or if you're in religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because over and over again, we hear people when they encounter God, in the voice of God, and start abiding with Him, they say things like, you know, I thought I was saved, but I don't know what. I know this is God. They're trying to figure out what that was prior to where they are in knowing that. And you just know. It's not a mystery. You don't have to ask somebody. If you are saved, you know it. You just you know it. Your spirit bears witness with His spirit that you're a son or a daughter of God. And you just know that. And because He's real.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.